Canary Street Press and Harper Audio present River Strong by B.J. Daniels, performed by Seth Podowitz. This book is dedicated to Dallas Skinner, a good friend and faithful reader. I love talking with him about books and writing when he comes up to visit. Also, he makes a wonderful red velvet cake and once cooked me the best fried sage hen I've ever had. Prologue. The man had always been dead weight, but now, seriously dead, he seemed too heavy for someone who'd been so insignificant in the grand scheme of things. As the two alternated dragging and carrying his body from the back of the pickup through the darkness toward the yawning hole in the ground, the moon rose, painting the Powder River Basin golden. A breeze stirred the leaves of the tall cottonwoods, making the trees sigh. The two stopped to listen, both on alert. Past the cottonwoods, the Powder River snaked soundlessly through a stretch of badlands. The slick surface of the water appeared cast in bronze in the moonlight. Nothing moved. Silently, the two continued their macabre work, straining with the effort. As they neared the old abandoned well, they stopped again to listen, then looked at each other over the body as if one of them should say something. "Burn in hell," the one said, and lifting the man's legs, the two dropped him headfirst into the cistern. The night fell deathly silent as they stood over the large, gaping black hole, one of the few wells in the basin that he would fit. They listened, waiting until they heard his head connect with the rocky bottom. They looked at each other, a silent agreement forged between two unlikely co-conspirators. Without a word, they slid the cover back over the forgotten dry well and headed for the truck, the job done. Once they disposed of the man's pickup. Chapter 1. Oakley Stafford jolted upright in bed, the nightmare chasing her from the deep darkness of sleep into the growing light of the Montana winter day. The sun rimmed the mountains to the east, but her view from her bedroom window on the Stafford ranch was still cast in shadow. Through the bare-limbed cottonwoods, the Powder River wound its way north, dark and silent beneath a thick layer of ice. Even now awake, Oakley felt as if she was still spurring her horse through the darkness of the cottonwoods months earlier. The leaves created a dark canopy overhead, with only slivers of sunlight filtering through, casting long shadows in her path. She raced for the county road, chased by a killer as she ran for her life.
"Don't look back! Don't look back!"
She shuddered, the recurring nightmare feeling so real because it had been. She'd awoken in the hospital, shocked to hear that she'd been shot just as she and her horse had burst from the cottonwoods and onto the county road. Shot in the back, she'd fallen from her horse, striking her head so hard that it wiped out all memory of two full days of her life. Her hand went automatically to her scar near her heart, where the bullet had been removed. Even after all this time, the shadowy images still plagued her, daring her to remember. What had really happened that day? While her memory felt like a black hole tempting her to come closer and look at what was waiting for her inside, her mind kept crying out, "Don't look back!" It made her fear that the truth might be more terrifying than her lack of memory. Oakley started as her bedroom door opened, her older sister filling the frame.
"I heard you cry out. The nightmare again?"
She nodded as Tilly entered the room and sat down on the edge of her bed.
"I thought after CJ confessed to accidentally shooting you, it would get better." "So did I."
But she didn't trust her older brother's version of the story. There was a part of her brain that told her there was something important she desperately needed to recall before it was too late.
"You stayed here last night?"
she asked. Tilly often stayed with her fiancé at the McKenna Ranch that adjoined theirs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?